From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued new memos outlining the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive orders to stop illegal immigration at the border and deport undocumented immigrants. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Tuesday said the memos expand the priority list for those who face immediate removal.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Spicer insisted the goal is not mass deportations.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
The memos do not include tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age and protected under a program established by former President Barack Obama. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, facing famine in his country Tuesday, pledged aid workers would have access everywhere despite continued ethnic fighting.
The government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to the needy populations across the country.
Fighting broke out in December 2013 and has left tens of thousands facing starvation. The UN coordinator of humanitarian efforts in South Sudan said insecurity has made it impossible for aid workers to deliver assistance. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on Syria's political future are scheduled to open Thursday in Geneva. On Tuesday, the deputy to UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Michael Kontet, said the basis of the talks will be Security Council Resolution 2254 and three issues.
Number one, the establishment of a credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance. Number two, a schedule and a process for drafting a new constitution. And number three, free and fair elections pursuant to this new constitution to be administered under UN supervision.
Meanwhile, on the ground, U.S.-backed rebel forces crossed into Deir al-Zor province for the first time in a drive against Islamic State militants. South Africa's High Court Wednesday ruled the government's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court was unconstitutional and invalid because it did not seek parliamentary approval. The decision was sought by the government's opposition. South Africa in October denounced its decision to pull out of the Hague-based ICC, citing what it called bias against Africans. An Israeli soldier was sentenced to 18 months in prison Tuesday for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker who lay helpless on the ground. The killing took place last March after two Palestinians attacked and stabbed another Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron. The uncle of the slain Palestinian Abdel Fattah al-Sharif said even the soldier's superior officers were not brought to justice. He denounced what he called this light sentence. A three-judge military panel convicted the soldier, Sergeant Elor Azaria, of manslaughter last month, a crime that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The world's oldest ruler, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, turned 93 Tuesday. In a broadcast interview, he said he plans to stay in office.
The majority of the people feel that there is no replacement, actually, no successor who to them is acceptable.
Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled the country since 1980, said the call to step down must come from the ruling ZANU-PF party. Malaysian investigators want to question a North Korean diplomat over the mysterious death of Kim Jong-nam, half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim died of an apparent poisoning attack at Kuala Lumpur Airport last week that South Korea said was carried out by North Korean agents. Of those being sought for questioning, one is on staff of the North Korean embassy in Malaysia. The other works for the state-run North Korean airline. Former Hong Kong chief executive Donald Tsang has been jailed for 20 months for misconduct while in office. He was charged with concealing private rental negotiations with a property tycoon, at the same time approving a broadcast license for a radio company the executive had a major stake in. Tsang, who served in the public office for 7 years, could face a new charge of bribery. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.